90.1 FM。CJSF 电台。Good afternoon. Welcome to the Chinese Show on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. And I'm Hershey in the next hour. Please join me for a music journey. 听众朋友，大家下午好，欢迎您收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Chinese Show 的音乐节目部分。在接下来的一个小时里呢，让我们大家一道踏上一段音乐之旅，也希望好听的音乐带给您好心情哦。首先要推荐给大家的是由陈东作曲并演奏的乐曲，名字叫做《花香》。First, I'll bring you a music piece composed and performed by 陈东 and it's called 花香 which means flower scent. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
is a music piece performed by Sun Yun Symphony Orchestra, and it's called Zhao Xiang, which means a Donghuang Dream. 接下来请大家欣赏由神韵交响乐团演奏的乐曲《造像》。 Vedic piece is called 造像 which means a Donghuang dream, and it's performed by Shenyun Symphony Orchestra. A plex is a song called A New Song for the World. It's composed, written, and performed by Jack Hollers and Michael Heikmeier.听众朋友，刚才大家欣赏的这首乐曲呢，是由神韵交响乐团演奏的《造像》。接下来，请大家欣赏由 Jack Hollers 和 Michael Heikmeier 创作并演唱的歌曲，名字叫做《A New Song for the World》。
He does not want people to remember his name, but rather the song he teaches. The lyrics of the song are not about fame or strife or material gain. Truth, compassion.
Continues to grow and sing in village.
riches and cities all over the world. The lyrics of the song are not about fame or strife or material gain. Truth, compassion, forbearance is the theme.
Show on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We also stream online at www.cjsf.ca. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter and listen to our programs through SoundCloud or podcasts. And our plex is a music piece composed and produced by Yan Jingfen, and it's called 蜡炬之泪化金辉, which means candle light. 听众朋友, 您正在收听的是 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 Rock Show 的音乐节目部分, 我是何西。 接下来请大家欣赏由严静芬作曲并制作的 乐曲，名字叫做《蜡炬之泪化金辉》。
KSF 90.1 FM is now on air and online. Can't get enough of your favorite campus community radio station? Now you can have it all the time on your Android device. Tune in, see what's coming up, and save your favorites. The CJSF Android app. Diverse, independent, yours. Get it on Google Play. Just look it up. CJSF.
This is a CJSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CJSF 新闻时间。
U.S. charges Chinese man accused of hacking into universities to steal COVID-19 research. The Department of Justice, DOJ, announced charges on July 8th against a Chinese national taken into custody in Italy at the behest of Washington and accused him of hacking into several U.S. universities to steal COVID-19 research at the direction of China's main intelligence agency.
美国司法部指控中共间谍盗窃疫苗资料。美国司法部7月8日宣布，一名中国男子受中共指使骇入多所美国大学的电脑系统，窃取2019冠状病毒疫苗资料。应美国请求，他已在意大利被逮捕，并将被引渡到美国。
Xu Zhiwei, 33, was arrested in Milan, Italy on July 3rd by Italian law enforcement officials and FBI agents as he departed a plane from China. Xu and another Chinese national, Jiang Yu, 44, who remains at large, are charged in a 9-count indictment unsealed in the Southern District of Texas for their alleged involvement in computer intrusions between February 2020and June 2021.
美国德州南区联邦法院公开的一份九项罪名起诉书显示，徐泽伟33岁于7月3日在意大利米兰被意大利执法部门与美国联邦调查局探员逮捕。当时他刚从中国去的航班下飞机。另一名中国公民张宇44岁目前在逃。二人被控在2020年2月至2021年6月期间参与电脑入侵行为。
According to the